So I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
Time to play the game! It's all about the game, and how you play it. All about control, and if you can take it. All about your debt, and if you can pay it. It's all about pain,
and who's gonna make it?
I am the game, you don't wanna play me.
I am control,
no way you can shake me.
I am heavy debt,
no way you can pay me.
I am the pain,
and I know you can't take me.
Look over your shoulder, ready to run, like a craven bitch from a smoking gun.
I am the game,
and I made the rules. So move on out,
you can die like a fool.
Try to figure out what my mood's gonna be.
Come on over, son, why don't you ask me?
Don't you forget there's a price you can pay,
'cause I am the game and I want to play.
Brought to you by the MVM Radio Network, home of LouisvillePolitics.com. You can usually catch up on all the latest. Join our RSS feed, our newsletter, our email address, whatever, and let us know you're there. And just send us some mail, man. We like getting mail. There's a little link on there. You can send us mail and talk about whatever you want to as well. For you guys listening to the show, 858-683-1326 and 502-805-0334 are the numbers. And for you guys on AOL, you can live chat there at myviewmatters@AOL.com through instant message or join the chat right here. For you guys in the queue, do not forget to hit that little number one on your dial pad if you want to be heard. That should take care of business. Welcome to Wednesday night, the Truth Night with Dale the Truth. How are you, sir?
I'm here, friend. Let's go. Let's knock out some, beat up some people. You don't want me cursing, so I try not to call people pussies, but let's go.
What's going on, man? What's going on? You're talking about pussies already. What's going on?
I'm trying not to talk about pussies. We'll be Clint Hardy out of this. What do you want to talk about tonight?
All right. Well, let's get into some local stuff. How's that? Or Kentucky stuff.
That's
you know,
good,
for the
man.
Last
couple.
All right. For the last couple of years, as you know, I've taken on the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife and John Gassett, and all the different things that he's done that has been illegal, unethical, and everything you can imagine. We have not been able to nail this guy because he's tied to Steve Beshear. Well, turns out today there's a great story coming out, and the Courier-Journal, give him some credit for this. KDFWR Commissioner John Gassett had agreed to a contract in 2010 because in 2010, thanks to the efforts we've been doing for a few years, the General Assembly passed a bill that required him to have a formal contract and was also subject to lawmaker oversight. In short, they had the right to go in and check out everything about this guy. Well, lo and behold, we just found out 3 years later that this contract was never approved by the General Assembly. That's interesting to me. It was never approved by the General Assembly. They say now that it was oversight, but this was so important that we had to put this guy on a contract instead of letting him run rampant that they didn't bother to find out the contract was done. So, you know, we've got Brent Yonts out of Greenville. He is looking into this, supposedly. You know, and according to the 5th District Commission member of the KDFWR, Jimmy Bevins, he was interviewed, went on record as saying that the agreement that they were told, that the agreement was already approved by officials. So, you know, it was a done deal. They weren't even allowed to vote on the agreement or anything else. Anything new there?
No, I mean, I'm shocked that the government would ever go above and beyond what they're supposed to do to follow the rules. But we found out people don't want to follow the rules when they're elected officials. They think they're the boss. They think that they're, you know, then you're the hoe, and they're going to treat you that way. And people keep electing the same government idiots, and that's all you get. They're going to go above and beyond the law, whether it's Papa Bashir, whether it's David Blight, Jack Williams, whether it's any of those guys. They're going to do what they can get away with.
And you're absolutely right. But what's really fascinating about here, John Gass, we've already had lawsuits, ethics charges, everything else brought against this guy. This guy is making side money through his job, through his own companies. He is part of a Georgia land development company called Greenwood Land Company. This place is a real estate brokerage. What do? They buy, sell, and they buy and sell, and they lease hunting properties. You know, so he's the broker with that. And, you know, so he's getting side money leasing that property to his own company, hunting property, which is illegal. You know, there's all kinds of different things, misappropriation of funds, federal violations of law. You guys can go to edspringson.com, just type in a little search engine for KDFWR, John Gassett, and you're going to see everything that you need to know. You know, and that's not even getting into the deer and elk permits and the way that he is abusing that authority. So it's been pretty interesting what's going on with that, and I just wanted to bring that up. We've got a lot of hunting and sportsmen that are hunters and sportsmen and stuff that listen to this and that have followed us for the last few years because of this story. Don't think we have forgotten about this guy, folks. This just opened up a whole new can of worms. We get to go right back and revisit everything. So John Gassett, look out. We're coming. Another thing I really want to get into tonight, Dale, IntelliHub.com, you're familiar with them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know about Brandon Robb, the former Marine, who was illegally arrested, and they put him in a nut house, and he was there a week before a judge finally got it thrown out. Well, he has finally filed a lawsuit. He's working with officials at the Rutherford Institute, you know, but he's basically filed a lawsuit. They nailed Brandon Robb. For you guys who don't think that this NSA deal is any big deal, understand that Brandon Robb is a former Marine who was posting on Facebook and social media sites his own personal opinion, his First Amendment right, that he wasn't satisfied with the direction the government was going. Now, he had threatened nobody, had not mentioned anything about terrorism. I mean, there was no way to do anything other than, you know, accept the fact that Brandon Robb said, hey, I don't trust our government. I'm not happy about it right now. That's it. But thanks to all this oversensitized FBI, NSA, DHS, insert name here, government programs that Barack Obama is illegally using for his own personal gain, Brandon Robb was arrested for his First Amendment speech rights. When they arrested him, the police said they had no charges against him, but they put him in a nut house. They were going to keep him there 30 days before a judge finally said, no, this isn't going to happen. There's nothing there to hold him accountable for. Turns out that this is all part of something called Operation Vigilant Eagle. You familiar with that, Dale?
A little bit. Go ahead. I'm following you.
Well, it's not a big deal. Apparently, there was a closed-door agreement or something called Operation Vigilant Eagle, and that's a situation where the federal government, Barack Obama and them, are profiling veterans. They're profiling veterans and trying to act like they had the right to stop them as potential jihadists. This was all done with Janet Napolitano through the DHS, the FBI, and everything else. They call this Operation Vigilant Eagle because they are determined to keep what's called a vigilant eye on the returning veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq. Now, how much more of a slap in the face do Americans have to see when our own government puts our soldiers in harm's way in the Middle East and then brings them back and illegally spies on them and basically accuses them of being a terrorist that hasn't committed yet.
Well, I mean, you've got to go over there. You've got to go over there and do the killing they want you to do. You've got to kill the little small children and rape the women in the other countries that they want you to rape, and that's what makes you a good American. And if you do that, then all the neocons will like you, and the Republican Party and, you know, those kind of people will like you. And if you don't do that, the Democrats aren't going to back you up. So they don't protest wars anymore when the leader Obama's in office. So I feel bad for people still who join the military. I'm a military brat. My family was military. But, you know, I've said this in the past. They didn't go in to the military to fight for this uniparty system. They went in there to fight for the freedoms that the uniparty is destroying every day.
And I'm totally agreeing with you. According to a CBSNews.com report, there's been about 2.5 million Americans who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and some of those served more than one tour. The Veterans Administration is estimating that about 500,000 of those guys, or roughly 20%, have come back with post-traumatic stress disorder, oppositional defiance disorder, and all kinds of other mental stuff. It's fascinating to me because this administration has decided they want to single our returning veterans out for a closer watch because they have a military background. I'm a veteran. For the government to sit here and think that they have the right to look at returning veterans as potential domestic terrorists is a scary situation. And I don't understand. I don't understand how nobody is raising much fuss about this, but this is something we're going to be covering over the next couple of weeks. It's incredible to me that this is still going on, but for former Marine Brandon Robb, he is getting some help, though. The Rutherford Institute is jumping in. Circuit Judge, Judge Alan Sherritt, is the one that ordered it dismissed and released Robb. From what I understand, his attorney is saying that there are more and more veterans that are coming forward now that haven't talked about this, that Robb is not the first veteran to be targeted this way, but now that it's publicized, more and more people are stepping forward. So I want to put that out there. Hopefully people will get involved and help with that story as well. And, yep. Dale, you're going to love this, the dumbest
All
thing
right.
of the week. This is the dumbest thing of the week I've seen in quite some time. That's what I said.
Is it dumber than Clint Hardy tells us to vote for Republicans and be cheerleaders for them because they want you to fellatio them?
Well, you know, it could be. It could be.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why it could be. And maybe not, because this is Vice President Joe Biden talking, so maybe not.
Oh, well, there you go.
But, yeah. Vice President Joe Biden was speaking at a Washington fundraiser for Senate candidate Representative Ed Markey. He's a Democrat out of Massachusetts. And what he did, and Al Gore was there as well, and what he did was claim that the actual winner of the 2000 presidential election was Al Gore, and that he stepped aside after the Supreme Court ruling because he was a great American and basically was trying to do what he felt was right for the nation. That he was a rightful president. It's comical because this is 13 years later. I read that this morning, and you guys can catch this out at whitehousedossier.com. I read that this morning, and I actually had to read it three times because I wanted to make sure that I didn't miss the content of this. But Joe Biden says, this man was elected president of the United States of America. But for the good of the nation, when the bad decision was made, he did the right thing for the nation and gave up the fight. He said that there's nobody that would put their country first like Al Gore did. Once again,
Al Gore was that when he was taking pictures of, I don't know, maybe that was his beginning of learning about the internet. I mean, we know that he was a photographer. We can go up and do a start page search on the different maids he harassed and sexually assaulted in the hotel rooms, and somewhere near he created the internet. So how did Al Gore become a hero again?
Because he gave up the fight for the good of the country. I really just read that, and I just as many stupid things as Joe Biden does. This really shouldn't have surprised me, but it did. But what really is more alarming is he's sitting in a room full of a bunch of of Democrats who don't want to look beyond that room and see the real story that's happening to America. And they sit here and they applaud and clap and go crazy and tell him he's right. So that's how stupid people are today. But I thought that was pretty comical, and it may be worth talking about. So I wanted to put that out there as well. And then, you know, we've got the standard stuff. This is where we get into some time, Dale. I just wanted to put those out. We've been talking a lot the last couple of days about the NSA, you know, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, running with Verizon. Verizon, we now know that Verizon voluntarily agreed to this deal with the feds, simply because if they didn't, the FCC was not going to approve their Vodafone interest. Verizon Wireless, regular Verizon, Vodafone, they entered into this agreement with the U.S. Department of Defense, Department of Justice, and the FBI. And this was because they needed the FCC approval to sell part of the Verizon Wireless network to the British company Vodafone, which they are all together now. So now we know that freedom isn't free, which we've known that for quite some time. But now we know that you can buy and sell to our federal government private information to get approval. So this is no different than the IRS scandals, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, we used to joke about Obama phones, and I told people, I mean, you've been on the airwaves, you and me and Mr. Martin, and we talked about, you know, the government listening to our phone calls, and they thought we were crazy when Mr. Springs and I would talk about what they're doing with Skype. But that's been the news story that Skype they're using to track us too. They thought we were crazy when we said, watch what you put on Facebook and watch what you put out there. So I don't know. It's one of those things where we're tired of being proven right all the time. We would have liked to have been wrong, and they had to come back and say, we're sorry, we were wrong. Your government's not doing any harm to you. But as Ron Paul says, they're probably going to try to do a drone to take out this guy who told the truth about what they were doing.
Yeah, you're talking about Edward Snowden. And just to be fair here.
Yeah, Mr. Snowden. He's the one Ron Paul says they're probably going to send a drone after him. And you heard what John, as you call him, John the Boner, what John Boner said. John Boner called him a terrorist.
Yep, and so did everybody.
John Boner is still a little blue. I guess John Boner would be orange and blue now. He's like University of Florida's color. He's always been orange. So I guess John Boner is now orange and blue because he's already, you know, having to double up on his Xanax since his daughter married a repeat drug offender from Jamaica last weekend.
Yep. And, you know, what makes this really interesting, and I'm not going to turn this into a love fest by any way, shape, or form, but to be fair to this whole equation, Dale, you were actually on his bandwagon a hell of a lot sooner than I was. You
I tried to tell him.
You
I was driving the bandwagon. I drove it to the axle, fell out the front end.
Well, I give credit where it's due. I came on to this part of the game late, just months ago.
We'll take all the jumpers in the bed like we can get.
So we got to make that true, man, because, you know, you got your Thursday night show, TNT Thursday Night Truth with you, and
yeah.
I don't want to take credit. I don't want to steal your thunder. But
you're fine.
But it is really interesting, though, because these federal contracts for Verizon, remember, Verizon has the government. They own all the government phones. The wireless networks, their Blackberries, you name it, they've got everything, computer all the way down. So Verizon, you know, these federal contracts for Verizon are tens of billions of dollars. Just as an example, one 2009 contract from the Defense Information Systems Agency was worth $2.5 billion. And you guys can go to Reason.com and look at this. They've got all the numbers up there. But it was worth $2.5 billion just for that. Press release in 2008, you know, they got a couple of defense contracts worth $1.12 billion. You know, and then, of course, you got executives at Verizon that sit there, and they've got Verizon executives who are boasting that their efforts have resulted in more than $10 billion in federal business money for Verizon. So you think they're not sleeping together. They are. And the one thing that I was reluctant to jump on board, once again, you know, this Verizon was no big deal to me, but for at least a year now, you've been chapping my ass about Google. And turns out,
I've been chapping everybody about Google. I'll take the credit. Go ahead, Mr. Springfield.
I got to give you the credit because turns out Google is just as guilty of this as anybody. Verizon, Google, and there's a whole host of others. But, you know, what's really alarming is this going to be – here's the question. Is this going to be the catalyst? Is this going to be the catalyst that's going to piss people off? Because you can screw with anything you want to. You can screw with their paycheck. You can take money out of the mouths of their babies because the government's going to give it to you the back end. But when you start listening in on people's phone calls and you start watching all their email and really making it personal like that, is that going to be the catalyst that's going to make people angry enough to get off their ass?
It depends on which people you talk to. I mean, we saw a story come out up on the headline of Drudge where people as Obama supporters, you're okay with surveillance as long as he's doing it. You got idiots out there who are basically operatives for Obama saying that, oh, the monitoring that Bush did was far better. So he likes to do this back and forth, and try to play that left-right game, and we keep trying to tell people it's not left versus right. It's the government versus you, but they keep telling you it's okay if the government scrambled to get your data if Obama's in charge, because that's a lot better than when Bush was doing it. And unfortunately, I'm sure if Big Love Mitt Romney was president, we wouldn't be hearing any Republicans say anything about it, and I bet you it would still be going on.
Oh, of course it would be. Of course it would be. And that's the hypocrisy of the Uniparty. But it is really interesting because, you know, I'm wondering if this is going to be the catalyst. It's going to take something stupid or something minuscule, in my opinion, to make people finally jump up. What's really happening in the world today with the federal government doing this supreme Nazi Hitler Germany takeover is alarming to anybody with common sense. But the lower people, and I don't mean this to be down like I'm looking down my nose on anybody, but the less informed people who are the people on the street who are living on government assistance and have to rely on that, they've become so dependent that they really don't want to do that. Our good friend Paul Hollinger at Stop It made a statement the other night when he called in the other night. He made a statement that, you know, what we're doing here is, you know, kind of reminiscent of the Wizard of Oz. We're pulling that curtain back and exposing what's really going on. And people that are, you know, low income, living on government assistance, don't see a way out. You know, they're so dependent that they just don't want to recognize that wizard is behind that curtain. Now, that's my analogy, not his. But do you think going into their private email, going into personal cell phones and things like that, is that finally going to be enough to where sometime in the very near future we're going to see a mass exodus of people actually stand up and say no more?
I wish. How long will it take them just to realize that they shouldn't use Google for a search engine? I mean, how long is it going to take them to realize that they shouldn't use Internet Explorer or Google Chrome? I mean, that's the problem. They're stuck in their ways. As long as it's by design. These people, admittedly, they work their asses off, the ones that actually work and aren't sitting home in their ass getting the Obama phone and all that crap. But the ones who work, they don't have time. You know, ain't nobody got time for it, as the way you said, and they don't have time to look up and see the truth. So I would love to say, yeah, they're all going to wake up there, but we see that the same Democrats and Republicans get reelected every 2 years.
Well, you're right about that, and I'm not trying to disparage anybody that's in that situation. We know there's a hell of a lot of people, graft, greed, and corruption, a hell of a lot of lazy people out there on welfare, but there are a lot of good people out there who are just trying to get a hand out. You know, so I don't mean to imply that there's some kind of a blanket thing, but it does become real when you're dependent on something, and if you lose that, it's going to make the difference on your life going forward, and that does make you decide things differently. So I don't know. I'm hoping that this is a big catalyst. I really am, but it's going to be extremely interesting to see what the next couple of months brings. And I tell you what's really even just as interesting is Senator Rand Paul. We've been hawking this guy for years at this point. At MVM Radio, we introduced Rand Paul to the people here that voted for him. He came to Louisville. We gave him his media presence initially. And all these different things are going on, but Rand Paul is standing up again. And just this weekend, yesterday, CBS This Morning Show, he had the host of CBS This Morning, Charlie Rose, Norah O'Donnell, and Gail King, really pushing him to the wall and basically trying to beat him into submission because he won't back off of his stance with the surveillance. He basically said flat out that just because Congress approved it doesn't make it right. And he was talking about the Department of Homeland Security and the other things that they're doing with this illegal surveillance that most of us agree is illegal, other than the liberal press. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got Rand Paul standing up. Now you've got Tom Massey, who was quoted yesterday, as being involved now. So we've got all of these different things going on. We've got Justin Amash is standing up. And then you said, then we got Joe Biden. I got to bring him in again, Dale. I hate to do that to you. But then
okay.
you got Joe Biden. Then you got Joe Biden out there telling the whole world, you know, telling his Democrat buddies that these guys are nut jobs, and we can't afford to have any more of them in the Senate.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I want to say this about Joe Biden. If you noticed, he's not worried about the John Boehners. He's
right.
not worried about the Newt Gingriches. He's not worried about those type of Republicans. He singled out the young mavericks of the group. I don't mean mavericks like Juan McCain and that sorry son of a bitch, but I mean he singled out the mavericks of the group like Rand Paul and like a Justin Amash, and maybe you can look at the senator from Utah. He talked about those people, how horrible it was that they're freshmen and they're controlling things. So he's not concerned about the ones that they play fight with on the Hill for years and years, the ones that have these fake fights with them. He's concerned about the ones who actually want to defend the Constitution.
Exactly, and I think and that's where I was hoping he was going to go, because that's the most valid point of all. He's mentioning the guys who are out there standing up and not joining the status quo and playing ball.
Yep.
You know, and that's exactly what's going on. These three guys I mentioned in particular, Rand Paul, Tom Massie, and Justin Amash, and there's more in there, folks. There's more out there now. They're starting to come forward. Ted Cruz. You know, Marco Rubio is proving more and more to be a hypocrite that we knew he was.
I've been calling him a hypocrite since way back, so I told you so on that one, too.
Yeah, well, you know,
Joe Biden, what he said, if you're reading the story from Atlantic Wire, he said, you can't believe the Republicans are listening to two freshman senators. And what he really can't believe, I think what he meant to say is he can't believe the two freshman senators are listening to their constituents. I mean, he went full Biden on this one. And again, he wrote up his speech, and he's foaming at the mouth, as he usually does. And he said, well, I'm not going to talk about the character, the quality of the minds, blah, blah, blah. But you have the new senator of Kentucky. And again, you notice he didn't criticize Mitch McConnell.
That's exactly it. He's not criticizing anybody that plays ball and standing their ground. What he's criticizing are the people who are coming up there and saying, you know what, Washington is dysfunctional. It has to change, and if we've got to lead the way, we will. And that's a testament, if you will, for those who think that Rand Paul and Tom Massie, Justin Amash, and a few other people up there that we rely on too with the Tea Party and the Libertarian Party, things like that. For those who don't think they're making a difference, think about this. You've got the Vice President of the United States. President Barack Obama has disparaged Rand Paul in recent weeks. You've got the biggest guys in politics in the free world today making those three guys the subject of their conversations, and they're doing it all on a negative basis. You tell me they don't know. The thing that they fear is the truth, and these guys are bringing
yep.
it to us. We're going to take the bottom of the hour break. When we get
Good.
Back, we're going to get into some of this NSA stuff. We've got some Supreme Court rulings coming up in this week or sometime this month.
Black Moon moves are back.
Yeah, we're going to get into those as well. So
Black
stick around. There you go. Stick around, folks. Listen to the Ed Springer Show right here on the MVM Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Well, I see.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the NBS show right here on the MVM Radio Network, home of LouisvillePolitics.com. And I do have to give a quick apology to our listeners and the people who follow LouisvillePolitics.com. As most of you know, I was illegally arrested back in July. And the last couple of weeks, I've had to spend my time working on my case. We went to mediation on Monday. Finally got them to dismiss the charges outright, threatened the lawsuit. You have to mediate, folks. That's the way it is here. You can't even file a lawsuit without trying mediation first. So we went to mediation on Monday. And anyway, the last couple of weeks have been real involved. It's taken a major, major amount of hours to do research and things like that to take care of my own personal situation. So my apologies, you guys, in advance. There hasn't been much writing. But the good news is every show, the radio shows are all uploaded on Stitcher. You can catch them on Stitcher Radio. You can catch that on any American-made car since 2010, right inside your car while you're driving down the road. And you can catch us on iTunes or catch the podcast right here at BTR. So there's plenty of opportunity for you guys to hear every show we do, even though it's not exactly been posted on the website on a daily basis for the last couple of weeks. I wanted to put that out there because somebody actually mentioned that to me today, and they had forgotten about the other avenues that we had available to the show. So let's get that out of the way. As we're going into break, we're talking about Rand Paul and everything else, how he's being chastised by mainstream media. If you don't think this guy has a serious shot in a 2016 race, win, lose, or draw, you better think again. This is incredible. But one of the biggest things going on right now is all this illegal surveillance. You know, it's my opinion that it's illegal surveillance. They're saying it hasn't been proved to be. They're lying. And I tell you why I know they're lying. Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, was at an open congressional hearing back on March the 12th. He was asked specifically by Senator Ron Wyden, who is a Democrat, folks, out of Oregon. He was asked specifically if the NSA collects any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans. Clapper replied, "No, sir. Not wittingly." We all know today that that was a lie, Dale. We've got the evidence now with the Verizon, with the recent scandals on Verizon, Google, and all the other stuff. We've got the evidence that they are collecting all this information. So here's the guy that's in charge of the Director of National Intelligence. We've got this major covert surveillance going on against American citizens. Here's one more example of perjury, and he hasn't been fired yet. What do we say about that? You know.
Well, they don't fire people in the government unless you cannot tell the truth. Remember, if you, this is like blind is seeing and white is black and poor is rich. This is like just out of George Orwell's 1984. If you do something that tells the truth about the government, John the Boner will say that you're a terrorist. But if you do something that's corrupt or cheating or lying or stealing, you get promoted or just switch to another department. It's kind of like, you know, child molesting priests. You just get sent to a different parish.
Well, you've got a good point there. And that is really a key thing here because we continue. I don't understand how. This is what really puzzles me. Now, Rand Paul, of course, is out there. He wants to get 10 million people to sign a petition to file a class action lawsuit against the federal government. Or even now, I personally don't think you can file a class action against government. You certainly can't against Verizon and Google for releasing your privacy information. You know, but I think these lawsuits need to be filed. But it's fascinating to me that we continue to have perjurious statements after perjurious statements by every head official in the Barack Obama administration, and yet none have been fired. Even Lois Lerner of the IRS wasn't fired for the things that the IRS was doing. She's now in charge of Obamacare in the IRS. Now, of course, she's on a paid leave and has refused to resign, but she should have been fired. So why are we paying this lady because she refused to resign? Piss on her. Fire her butt.
Yeah.
Send a message.
Well, I agree that she's not accountable. We didn't elect her. And like I said, people will not fire the government officials at the top. It kind of reminds me, Ed, about the latest thing is people once again are getting on the bandwagon for term limits. Well, I keep saying the problem with term limits, if you can't get the people off their asses to vote out the bastards who keep lying and cheating and stealing, then how are you going to get the bastards to decide that they will themselves step down when you can't get the people to vote them out.
Well, that's the whole point. But if Barack Obama is the one who appoints these people, and he is, then why is he not being held accountable? And that's the problem, because what we have here is the same situation we had under Bill Clinton. It's the same situation. We'll spend millions of dollars trying to impeach Bill Clinton as a married man lying about an extramarital affair and getting a blowjob from an intern. We'll spend millions of dollars on that. The Republicans, Kent Starr, everybody, made this the biggest circus since Watergate at that time. Okay? So here's the thing. We're not going to spend the same time and energy against the Obama administration. We can clearly prove has committed treason. We can clearly prove that he has violated everything he's responsible for as far as his job is concerned in the White House. But nobody talking about that.
No, the only thing I disagree with you about, you know, I always will, as was a point of contention, Bill Clinton did not get impeached for what you say he did. He got impeached, and I'll keep saying this to the audience, he got impeached for lying under oath in grand jury testimony. The difference being they were very subjective about that because they decide when they want to pursue this. It's like all the laws we have. That's why they wrote a book called 3 Felonies a Day, because we all break their laws every day because there's too many late damn laws to keep up with. But they decided, hey, we know that Bill Clinton did this, just like probably two-thirds of the people up on Capitol Hill do. We're going to actually hold him responsible for what he did. So what he did was impeachable, but the problem is there's so many other things that they're doing in Capitol Hill that's impeachable, but it's very subjective. They're very obvious that they decide when they want to pursue it or not. It's like if you don't scratch my back, then we're going to tell the truth that you're doing. It reminds me of what Gaywood used to say. Gaywood Galbraith, you know, bless his heart and his soul, he used to stand there and say, I believe what the Democrats say about the Republican and what the Republicans say about the Democrat. They're both telling the truth about each other.
You know, you're right about that, but there's a distinct difference here, though. You know, the case of Bill Clinton involved perjury. We held him accountable for perjury, at least in the public eye.
Right.
He wasn't impeached. He wasn't impeached. The House impeached him, but the Senate refused to take the issue up. So he wasn't removed from office accordingly. Bill Clinton was a womanizer when he got elected. It was common knowledge. It had been proven over and over again. Jennifer Flowers and a whole host of others. Okay? We knew all of this. So here he is. He's lying as a married man about getting a blowjob. Now, Dale, I'm going to tell you right now, I came to you in front of your wife and asked you if you got a blowjob from this woman, knowing full well you did, you're going to deny. That is normal behavior. It didn't
I agree with normal behavior. That's why I said they're subjective. They decide what they want to enforce. They could who would carry the bodies out in the small cages? They like to put us, the private citizens, in cages. There wouldn't be enough cages or enough tunnels, like a body chute going straight from Capitol Hill to prison if we impeach all the people we can impeach.
But see, that's what I'm getting at, though, because for me, we've got so many smoking guns with Barack Obama and everything. It's incredible. But why is the Republicans, you know, we continue to talk about the Uniparty, and I think I'm going to know your answer before you do it, but I want you to answer it. Why is it that Republicans will go after Clinton for a blowjob, but they will go after Barack Obama for blowing up American citizens?
I guess because they're afraid they did. Someone might go after George W. Bush for doing the same thing.
There you go. You're absolutely right.
I wish you could get harder questions, man.
I don't. Well, I knew what your answer was going to be, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to get it out there. That's the whole
thing. I mean, they go back and forth, Ed. It's like that. You're talking about the public getting tired of this. The public should get tired of you go back and forth. You have a special election down in Lexington where you have a Democrat. I don't even know his name. You have a Republican whose name is Lyon. And you have a guy named Lyon who's a Republican appointee. And you have a Democrat appointee. And they're going back and forth. Kim Mulman talks about this a lot on his Living in Bridal Sunday night, 7 p.m., same time, same channel. And the fact is, they just keep telling you why they don't suck ass as much as the guy who they're running against sucks ass. So it's not for me because I don't suck as much ass as my opponent sucks ass.
And you're absolutely right. In the meantime, we're continuing to let these guys lie about everything. It all falls squarely on the shoulders of Barack Obama. If Barack Obama wants to dodge and deflect, which he's great at, then it's going to fall square on the shoulders of Valerie Jarrett. And personally, I think it all falls on the shoulders of Valerie Jarrett. I think Barack Obama is really as stupid as we seem to think he is. Either as stupid or as disconnected as we seem to think he is. But, you know, in the meantime, all this is going on. We've got illegal surveillance going on. We've got privacy information being given to anybody that's got a dollar. You can get it anywhere now. I can find out everything about you in about 5 minutes, Dale. That's pathetic.
Yep.
I should never be able to do that. And
yep.
We had some stories coming out of Texas, and we started talking about this a little bit last night, and I really wish it would have been Wednesday night last night because I needed to get the story out, but I'm glad you're here tonight. But over the last several months, we've got troops and equipment operating in all kinds of cities. We've got Black Hawk helicopters. We've got, you know, submachine gun fire, supposedly with blank rounds. We've got all of these things going on. Houston is the latest that we've got this coming out of. Apparently the military has took over an abandoned high school in Houston, and
yep.
They want to describe this as a multi-agency training drill, only the problem is the residents didn't know anything about it. People were
yep.
woken up to gunfire, or what they presumed was gunfire, helicopters circling overhead, bombs, you name it. So they're thinking America is being taken over. This kind of fits in line, and I don't think there's any other way to say this, but it fits in line with what we were talking about before about FEMA concentration camps, doesn't it? They're getting ready to take over American streets and neighborhoods.
Well, they are, and they've been doing it for a long time, and I can take you back to VHS videos that I could show you, and I have some in the library that shows what they were doing 14, 15 years ago. And we saw what happened in Boston. That's what's so sad. This is the cradle of the beginning of history in our republic. And in Boston, they were cheering in the streets after martial law was declared, and they brought in huge armored Humvees, drones, whatever the hell else, to get one kid, one young guy in Boston, and they gave up all their rights. And then after they came and the show was over and the curtain fell on the show, all the people stood on the street waving their American flags made in China, singing USA. I'm like, it's rhetorical, Ed, but how dumb are these idiots?
Oh, I agree. They were applauding in the street after they had been forced to go in their homes,
I mean,
and then forced out of their homes.
Yeah.
I'm totally with
Houston's
you.
Houston's residents called the police and complained, but this just follows more outrages. What about the ones, did you see the ones that happened back over Miami? Do you remember that a couple months back?
Yes, I do.
They had military exercise in Miami. As popular
yep.
as Miami is, they had diving Blackhawks, rounds of machine gun fire, strafing guns, troops repelling from choppers, and road blockades, and that was in Miami at night a few months ago.
You're exactly right, Miami-Dade County. You're exactly right. And that's the thing. I mean, so far, this is going on in cities everywhere. But we know this has been going on for well over a year. These kind of exercises, if you want to call them that, I call them takeovers, have been done in St. Louis, Missouri, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Long Branch, New Jersey, Laredo, Texas, Boston as well, Chicago. We know about Miami, and we also know about Houston now. And this is very disturbing because What we've really got going on, this is the same exact pattern of behavior that we can trace back through history to dictators everywhere. Go
yep.
all the way to Nazi Germany, go to communist Russia, go to China, if you will. These things are everywhere. And I want to give a hat tip to our good friend Flycatch in the chat room because he puts a statement out there that's very true. He says that all these scandals are nothing more than a shell game to keep us distracted. So what's the end game?
Well, I'll go a slight sidebar. Number one, what they're doing, when the NSA is doing this stuff, it's a felony, plain and simple, what they're doing. But no one holds the government responsible. We just said that. You can't convict the government. They can't be held responsible. And I take us back to an event that I was at, Mr. Springs, and this was going back, we're in June of 2013. If I go back to 2008, this is 5 years ago, they thought we were crazy. I was at an event. I was sitting in the front row at an event at the Palace Theater in Louisville for Dr. Ron
mm-hmm.
Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting next to me was the family, and the gentleman right next to me was an ophthalmologist that you might have heard of by the name of Rand Paul. And we sat there, and we heard a guy on stage read a poem about the government tapping our phones. And some people even laughed about it because they thought it wasn't legitimate. They thought, oh, my goodness, the media is going to have fun with it. You are paranoid. You think the military and the government is watching you and tapping your phones. That was 5 years ago, Ed. What do those idiots say now?
Oh, I hear you. And, you know, believe it or not, it was mentioned again in Louisville when Rand Paul was actually running for the Senate. He had a big event out at the fairgrounds, as you know.
Yep, I was there in the front row as well.
I was too. I was right there in the front row on the left. Well, I was actually second row on the left. But, you know, we was there, had a group of us there. And, you know, I talked with Rand and Ron for quite a while and got some pictures and all that kind of stuff of us together. So I was proud to be there because I had yet to witness on a personal level the power of the message of the Pauls. And it was phenomenal. When I was listening to Ron Paul speak live, I mean, you could feel the electricity in the air. From the crowd. Now, I was trying to observe this, you know, as a reporter. I mean, you know, I was doing this as part reporter, but part for myself. And it was just phenomenal. It was almost like you see sparks in the air just transferring from person to person because the electricity was that thick. But see, get them so inspired. So when I look at that, it's no doubt in my mind why Biden's and Gore's and Obama's and everybody else are worried about a Rand Paul, and in the future, I don't think he's ready yet, but in the future, a Thomas Massey and maybe a Justin Amash. But, you know,
my question, Ed, is you saw that, you were there, you've seen some of these large pep rallies and all the energy coming out of them for Ron Paul. Did you ever see anybody get that excited over Mitt Romney?
Well, no, and you weren't good.
Did you see anybody get that excited about John McCain or George Bush?
Right, well, you know, come on. You know, but it was fascinating because, truthfully, if you were to go to one of these things and just glance at these people before they open their mouths, you know, if you put John McCain, Ron Paul, and Mitt Romney side by side and just look at them before they ever said a word and didn't know any different, you would think that Mitt Romney would be the one that would fire the crowd up. I mean, Ron Paul, physically, his physical appearance is he's just an old grandpa kind of guy that's outdated. You know, that's the truth. John McCain, you know, the penguin walking stuff, he doesn't impress anybody, you know. But Mitt Romney looks like that leader. But ironically, he just never has been and never could be. You know, we're getting information, too, right now from our good friend Flycatch in the chat room. And he's telling us in the chat room that the FEMA concentration camps we mentioned in California are already operational. They went operational in March 2013. Are you familiar with that?
Well, I've heard the rumors. I've seen pictures. I have seen some pictures that people posted that supposedly were of the camps and trains going to the camps in California. So I've seen some pictures. I've even seen some pictures from friends in Lexington saying they saw the trains carrying the different military equipment and in the cages that are going to hold us going across the train tracks in Lexington. So I've seen pictures of it. Definitely, it's very scary stuff.
Well, you guys, you know, I'm actually going to Google that, and I use the word Google because I want them to see this, but I'm actually going to Google that. I'm going to Google that after the show. I'm going to Google that after the show and find out how much that's real. We know that there are at least 800 concentration camps in the U.S. We know that much. We've got pictures. We've got reports from all over the country. So we know that much. There's at least 800 of these concentration camps being built or fully capable of being used today.
And if they stop you, and if you have these people who are establishment Republicans and don't believe what's going on, or I guess right now it would be establishment Democrats since the Democrats in office, if they stop and tell you that would never happen in America, ask them if they ever talked to any Japanese Americans circa 1948 to 1958.
Oh, amen, amen. The Japanese concentration camps were one of the biggest embarrassments we ever had. We were locking our Japanese ancestors up in concentration camps during World War II, while we were actively going out and forcing others, you know, to serve. It was the strangest thing. You had Japanese soldiers fighting for America while their families were locked up in concentration camps, so this was supposed to be okay. But these camps we've been talking about at FEMA, these are designed to do one thing and one thing only. These camps are already manned with full-time guards. So you're not going to be able to get onto this property. Whether it's empty or full, we don't know. But we do have pictures, aerial photos from all over the place. You know, and these camps are going to be FEMA camps, and they're only going to be used in the U.S. if we impose martial law. And that's kind of where we're going with this whole situation. When you talk about all of the so-called training exercises, the urban warfare training exercises, let me tell you, folks, there's not a neighborhood in Iran, Iraq, or Afghanistan that would mirror any residential neighborhood in America. So to sit here and say that they're using this as some kind of urban training exercise is a joke at best. That's just the way it is.
People, again, don't believe it's happening. Again, people laugh. People laugh a lot at folks who don't follow the shepherd and people who don't need a shepherd and do their own thing. People laugh when Jesse Ventura has his show Conspiracy Theory on, but he did a show about the FEMA camps. And if you'll go back in history and go do a start page search and try to find what happened to the episode of Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Theory that he did about FEMA camps, it was never aired again on True TV. It was never put on any DVDs or video recordings. And it was electronically removed from any DVRs where people had recorded it.
Yep, that's true. And our good friend Paul Holliger, Paul Holliger just put a link into an Alex Jones production, godlikeproductions.com. Everybody knows it's Alex Jones. But anyway, there's a link in there with a video exposing these FEMA camps. Now, this is from 2012, and we've been talking about it since at least then. You know, but it's interesting because you people don't want to see what's really going on. You know, Paul said, "I was like the Wizard of Oz," and he's right. People get scared to death when you pop back that curtain and you show them that the wizard is back there pushing buttons. There's not really this magical environment. And that's exactly what we're running in here, too. You've got over 800 FEMA concentration camps around the country. They're already armed and ready to go. They're designed to do nothing more than take in American prisoners if we impose martial law. We've got martial law going on right now. These exercises, to me, are a sign of martial law. You know, when you're hearing gunfire outside and Black Hawk helicopters flying over your house, and you've never been told it's not an exercise, it's designed to put the fear of God into you. That's what it is, to put you into compliance. Okay, so we've got to really understand this. These folks with Alex Jones, you've got Matt Drudge, you've got all these other people, even Glenn Beck. You know, these people and you, Dale, have been on this forever. And
well, Glenn Beck's trying to hawk things. I mean, I wouldn't put Glenn Beck in that book. Remember, Glenn Beck used to be a DJ in Louisville once, and then he had a sexual harassment charge against another DJ in Louisville, and he never was on the airwaves again in Louisville in FM radio. But Glenn likes to take ideas that Alex has or that we were talking about Take Back Kentucky years and years ago. He shines it up and calls it his own idea and tells it all the neocons. So I'm not going to. I would put Glenn on that book, and then one quick correction. I mean, godlikeproductions.com is a good source, but it's not Alex Jones Productions. Actually, it's run by Zero Point out of Pennsylvania. I know one of the guys associated, but it's not an Alex Jones production.
Well, then I need to correct my stuff because I've got bad information
right
on that. I've got bad notes, man. So thank you
That's
for
right.
the correction.
The only reason
I even mentioned Alex Jones was just for the simple fact. Or I'm sorry, Glenn Beck, which is for some fact. We know about
mm-hmm.
Glenn Beck's history. But even
right.
even knowing that about Glenn Beck, the fact that he is even saying anything about that, he does have people that follow him. So those people
yeah.
are getting the message. Whether he takes
well,
credit
he got,
or
he got too
credit.
Close to the truth. I mean, Glenn Beck
right.
had the second highest ratings after the leprechaun Bill O'Reilly on the Fox News show. And Glenn got too
right.
close to the truth on some of this stuff. And all of a sudden he was gone from Fox News.
And they shut it down. You're right. So, you know, this is part of the game. So we've really got to start paying attention to what's really going on. You know, so we've got illegal surveillance. we've got the government saying we don't have a constitution or a bill of rights. We've got perjury from every official you can think of within the Obama administration. Nobody being held accountable. We have got military conducting so-called exercises in nice, peaceful neighborhoods around the country. We've got FEMA camps. I don't know, Dale. I'm not this conspiracy theory guy, but can we put some kind of a point of all this? Where is all this leading to? That's the whole thing, and we've really got to start paying attention to this because I tell you, I have become alarmed enough in recent months that it's time to start talking more about it. And you know, a lot of that has to do with you opening my eyes and me doing research to verify you're not full of garbage. No offense, you know how I am. So
you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. But in the meantime, instead of seeing things come out of the Supreme Court or the court rulings on all of this stuff challenging these things, like the Barack Obama birth certificate, the college records, all the other things that nobody knows anything about, you know, the Supreme Court has decided this week, it's going to come out sometime this week or at least sometime this month, that there's five key cases. Oh, my gosh. These are key cases, Dale, real big stuff, right, that they're going to make
mm-hmm.
decisions on. Two cases out of the five are on gay marriage. Are you serious? You know, then they've got these so-called reviews coming out on voting rights, affirmative action, and human DNA. So while we are out here trying to expose the truth about what's going on in America that's going to affect each and every one of us and destroy liberty and freedom. You know, they want to make sure, the media wants to make sure that we get this out, that gay marriage is the big issue at the Supreme Court. I kind of have a tendency to disagree with that. You know, so
I agree with you totally. I mean, people are coming around.
Well, let's hope so. You know, if this
I don't care if they give us credit, Ed, as long as they come around. I mean, I always say if people want, you know, the people are so stuck in their own egos, they have delusions of grandeur. If you ask them, they'll say, sure, I am grand. And they want to find the guys themselves, and they want to tell themselves that they came up with it, to knock themselves out of it. Glenn Beck wants to take the idea that people like Alex Jones and you and I have been talking about, and he wants to make a bunch of money for his fortress that he's built in Austin, Texas, and knock himself out. I just want people to get the information. I don't give a damn who gets the credit.
I'm totally with you. And of course, I'm used to that. I mean, just about every major story that goes on in Louisville anymore, it's after I've done a story of Louisville politics and things like that, and then they go back door it and try to act like they did something. So I give credit, and that's okay. I started laughing. I'm reading something in the chat room as you were speaking, and our good friend Mayo, he calls in all the time, but he's just put something in the chat room. We're going to get a closing argument, but I want you to hear this. In the chat room, for you guys that check into the show online, you know, I don't have the same screen you do. I've actually got a studio screen in front of me. So I don't see the main page that you guys are seeing and things like that. I'm actually keeping track of callers, chat room, and all that stuff. So all I see is that. So he's telling me that on the main screen when you guys are signing into the show, above the chat room in the main screen in the recommended for you section, it's ironic that what they're recommending for the people that are listening to the show right now is Inside the Muslim World by the Radio Jihad Network. thanks, Mayo, for pointing that out. I just thought it was kind of humorous. You know, that's a wrap for tonight, Dale. We've got to get into final thoughts. I know you've got a lot going on. I need to get to. You know, go ahead. What's on your mind, brother? Spill it.
Well, final thoughts, the rest of the world has seen that the U.S. government is listening to your phone calls and watching what you do on the Internet, and they don't like it one bit. The outrage has been pouring in from all over the planet. We had people in the European Parliament comparing NSA to the Stasi in Germany. And instead of stepping back and reevaluating our Big Brother spying methods, Barack Obama and all the dear leaders, John Boehner and all the other guys up in Congress, the red and yellow, black, white, and orange, they're finally declaring that there's nothing wrong with these methods. And then no changes will be made. The government will continue to invade your privacy as much as it possibly wants to, and they don't really give a damn what their response is. And they don't have any reason to give a damn what the international response is. But make no mistake about it, the goal of the U.S. intelligence community is to literally know everything about everyone. Even the former tech officer of the CIA, Gus Hunt, said back in March, we fundamentally try to collect everything about you and hang on to it forever. Do we really want a government that collects everything and hangs on to it forever? Needless to say, a lot of people are extremely upset about this, and maybe some of them will get off their asses. Maybe they'll listen to shows like this and not shows where people go, and maybe they'll stand up and tell the New World Order death to your New World Order.
And I'm totally with you on that. You know, and part of what really leads to all this speculation, if you will, or conspiracy, is always based in truth. We have enough truth out there that these questions have to be asked. You know, we're not bringing you things just because they're our opinions. We're bringing you stuff that we've been able to research and verify. And that's the key here. A lot, you know, you hear the news people out there spouting whatever line they want to spout today. It doesn't matter whether you're listening to Rush Limbaugh or you're listening to CNN. They have their own agenda. They have their own points that they want to get across. What we do here is we get you the information, let you make up your own mind. We also give you the sources for that information. You know, and one of the biggest things that's occurred in the last week, and I know Dale covered this, and I want you guys to go back and listen to the podcast. I listened to it last Thursday myself. But last Thursday's podcast for Dale's show, the TNT show, dealt with the Bilderbergers. And you guys need to go listen to that, and I'm sure you're going to have some more of that tomorrow night, Dale. But, you know, this group of people has a lot of control. They have the money. They have the control. They control the media. They control the corporations. And in many people's opinion, including mine to some degree, they control our government. You know, so if we've seen all of this happen, I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen now. Will Barack Obama survive this? It depends on what Bilderberger agreed to in their meetings last week. So, you know, keep safe soon, folks. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Pay attention to what's around you. We're going to have more going forward with the FEMA camps and the illegal search and seizures that are going on around the country case by case. So you guys stick around for that in the future. In the meantime, that's it for tonight. Tomorrow night, Dale will be here, as I said, with his Thursday Night True show at 7 o'clock as usual. And don't forget our good friend Kim Moman over at Liberty Unbridled, Sunday night at 7 o'clock, same time, same channel. And check out LouisvillePolitics.com. Listen to iTunes or Stitcher Radio. You folks have a great night. We appreciate you being here. Thank you very much.